This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. Let's take some time to stop, relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can, otherwise just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And close your eyes if you can so that you can see reality with the eyes of your heart. And take in a deep breath, in through your nose, into your belly. Maybe using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And as you breathe out, see if you can empty your lungs of all the carbon dioxide that's in there. And then breathe again in through your nose. Deep breath into your belly. And let your out breath be longer than your in breath, emptying the air in your lungs. Quiet, calm. Breathing again in through your nose into your belly. And just hold it for a moment. And then add to it a second deep breath and hold that one as well. So two breaths in your belly. And as you breathe out through your mouth, let it be an audible sigh. And you can do that as often as you think it helps. Neurologists say this kind of breathing sends a signal to your central nervous system that you're in a good place. You're good. Things are okay. And it calms your body, calms your muscles, calms your central nervous system from a fight or flight status. Try to get a normal, slow rhythm of breathing going where your out-breath is longer than your in-breath. Slow, calm, quiet. And with each out-breath, focus your mind on feeling your body let go of tightness, tension, clenched muscles. Letting tightness release everywhere in your body. Breathing in through your nose, a deep breath into your belly. And breathing out this sense of relaxation everywhere in your body. There's always some place in your body that you can release and let go of tightness and tension with each out-breath. Just focus your mind on this rhythm of breathing in deeply into your belly. And breathing out this sense of letting go of tightness and tension everywhere in your body. Letting go of having to hold yourself up. Letting go of having to present a face to the world. Let your face just drop. Your cheeks, your jaw, your forehead, the muscles around your eyes, behind your eyes. Just let them fall. Let them release. The muscles in your scalp and the back of your head, all the way down to your neck. And focus your mind using your imagination on imagining your body becoming like liquid, just falling to the ground like a waterfall. Just falling like water, flowing downstream. You're just feeling that feeling in your entire body, of your body falling like water, flowing downstream like water. Every cell in your body letting go. And feeling that sensation everywhere in your body, your feet, your legs, your hands, your arms, your abdomen, your hips, your back, your shoulders, your neck, your head, your face, even the muscles in your nose, every muscle in your body just falling, dropping, letting go. Tension, anxiety, stress come into our lives and in our body because we are in a war. It would be impossible for a soldier in a war to be not stressed at times, not anxious at times, not tense at times, not in fight or flight, because there's a fight. The Bible tells you you are in a fight. Every moment, every day, your life is in a battle. It's a spiritual battle you can't see with your eyes, but you can see it when you see with the eyes of your heart. Your life is inside an epic battle that has been going on since the beginning of the human race. The Bible tells us there's an adversary, Satan, and his fallen spiritual forces that have been resisting God's plan to elevate humans to a godlike status, as they reign with God over all his creation. And ever since Jesus came as the perfect human, his death, his resurrection, to bring back God's original plan for humanity, the devil, which is just a way of translating in the Greek the term the slanderer. That's what the devil is called in the Bible, the slanderer, has a strategy against you. His strategy is to slander. Slander in your mind who God is and his character, whether or not you can trust his word, his promises. To slander in your mind what God has planned for you, this identity Christ has given you because of his death and resurrection, and this destiny he has for you of glory and restoration in the kingdom of God. The devil, the slanderer, is bringing fight or flight, anxiety, stress into your life through slandering you constantly, slandering other people, slandering God, slandering his trustworthiness. So the Bible says in Ephesians 6:11 to put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the slanderer's schemes. Taking your stand, standing firm, he says in verse 14. In verse 15, he says, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The gospel, the good news of peace. In our last podcast, we looked at Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been justified, we've been made and declared righteous, through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, not through you, through Jesus, his death, his resurrection, his righteousness. We have peace with God, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast, we rejoice in the hope, the confident expectation of the glory of God. What this is saying is the way you stand against the slanderous schemes of the devil in your mind and your life is to stand having the gospel of peace, like shoes on your feet. This is imagery, of course. But we can go with that imagery. You're standing with your footing on the reality that you have peace with God through Jesus. You don't have to strive with God. You don't have to earn access to him. You don't have to try to achieve some sort of inside status. That's all been done for you through Jesus. All the hostility, all the guilt of your sin has been taken away through Jesus' death on the cross, and his resurrection has given you peace with God. Just imagine having perfect peace with God. The kind of peace that Hebrews 4:16 talks about, where it says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Imagine that kind of calm confidence, knowing that you have peace with God, that you can approach his throne of grace. Just like Romans 5 says, we have access into this grace in which we now stand. And so our expectation, our hope is the glory of God, not the wrath of God, not the anger of God, but this calm, confident expectation of the glory of God, the grace of God. We have peace with God. So take in a deep breath in through your nose, into your belly, and imagine having total 100% peace with God. Using your biblically guided imagination and vision, you have 100% peace with God. No striving, no anger, no wrath. Imagine having a calm confidence in the hope, the expectation that you're going to share in the glory of God. When Christ returns and brings the kingdom of God back to this world, you'll have resurrection to your body in a resurrected world. And I think a very small and very imperfect glimpse of this is like when your football team wins the Super Bowl. If you were a Chiefs fan this past year, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And we wear hats and jerseys, and we use we language when we talk about the Chiefs. There's a sense that their glory already is your glory. You're glorying in their glory. You're rejoicing in their glory. Now, if somehow you could have known all this past football season that the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl, somehow you were able to see the final score and all the celebration, it would change completely your stress levels when watching all the games during the season. Anger at mistakes, bad calls, and all the what ifs. You've already seen the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. You already know the glory of the win that's coming. The Bible's telling you it's the same way with all the stress, the anxieties, the what-ifs in your life now. You know you have a confident expectation of the coming glory of God that you will share in completely. You have peace with God. You stand in grace. You have confident expectation. Imagine having this full peace with God, this full confidence. You will share in the glory of God. You're not going to be outside. You don't have to struggle to get in. Because of Jesus, you stand now on the gospel of peace. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.